This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some recent inflation indicators have been pointing in the wrong direction. The most recent one, the Producer Price Index, PPI. In January, it was up 0.3%, much higher than economists predicted or wanted. We get distracted by consumer price readings, but PPI needs more attention. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Traditionally, you hear the PPI described as a measure of wholesale prices, say raw materials such as chemicals, scrap iron, sand, and gravel. It does measure those things, but over the years it's been expanded to include some unexpected services, says Chris Rupke, chief economist at Forward Bonds.
And that's portfolio management, investment advice, home insurance, airfare, car insurance, which has taken off recently, of course.
Now, PPI data isn't flashy. It's not a direct reflection of what we spend, say, at the grocery store. So Manhattan Institute economist Allison Schrager says for many years, it didn't get a lot of love.
It's like that person in your office who isn't as flashy, but is wise and people only turn to when the world goes crazy. That's PPI.
And the world is a little crazy right now, so economists are looking to the PPI as a kind of leading indicator of higher prices upstream that will most likely make their way downstream to us consumers. And Schrager says the PPI is flashing some warning signs. For example, the cost of hospital outpatient care, yep, that's also in the PPI, was up more than 2% last month because hospitals agreed to pay higher wages at the beginning of the year.
I think it tells us that this last bit of inflation might be harder than we thought to get rid of.
One other reason to love the PPI, the parts of it we've been talking about, raw materials, healthcare, they're all components of the Fed's favorite measure of consumer inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, or PCE. That's the number the Fed tracks for its 2% inflation target. And economist Chris Rupke says if the PCE goes up because of the hotter-than-expected PPI,
maybe the economy isn't rebalancing as much as Fed officials thought. Maybe they can't lower interest rates as quickly because the inflation fire is not completely under control.
In that case, the Fed would have to keep interest rates higher for longer to cool the economy and douse those last flames of inflation. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.